I always find it rather amazing how Jesus framed his death and resurrection by giving us the two sacraments that are the way that he keeps us close to himself. The night before he died, Jesus gave us the gift of the Eucharist at the Last Supper. The Eucharist, we know, is the very flesh and blood of Christ. The next day, Good Friday, Jesus gave his flesh and blood on the cross. And that sacrifice and its power continue to be made present in each and every Mass. What a powerful gift we receive in receiving the gift of Holy Communion. And then, on the day of Easter, as we just heard in the Gospel, Jesus came to them, breathes on them the Holy Spirit, and gives the apostles the ability to forgive sins. That forgiveness of sins through the apostles and through the priests of the church we call confession or reconciliation. And the two sacraments of reconciliation and the Eucharist bookmark the death and the resurrection of Christ. They are the two sacraments that Jesus gives us that are meant to be celebrated often. Confession and communion are the center of a life of faith. I know for myself, as I continue to grow in my faith over time, I keep deepening my appreciation of how Jesus desires to give me what I need in these sacraments. Both sacraments keep me tied to Jesus. I need his mercy, and I need his nourishment in order to live. Confession or reconciliation reminds me that I need a Savior. I cannot grant myself forgiveness, nor can I overcome my own death. I need the Lord to save me. In receiving his forgiveness, he makes me more merciful, hopefully, as well. And a similar thing happens at Mass in Holy Communion. I realize how much I need him, how much I need him to live a life of faith. I cannot do it on my own. More than anything else, confession and communion keep me connected to Jesus. Confession and communion are also the cornerstones of this Divine Mercy Sunday. Divine Mercy Sunday comes from visions received by Saint Faustina in Poland in the 1930s. And she was given visions from the Lord about God's great mercy, and given some visions about celebrating divine mercy on this second Sunday of Easter. And when Pope John Paul canonized St. Faustina in the year 2000, he also gave the name Divine Mercy to this Sunday. This is a day of experiencing God's incredible mercy. God so much wants to share his mercy with all souls, and especially at the time of their death, keeping on giving us chances. God so wants us to be with him. And yet God also respects us so much that we have to desire that as well. Part of the devotion of today is to celebrate these two sacraments of confession and communion. We're asked to go to confession and so be able to receive communion worthily. That confession, or that connection between confession and communion, is important. Today and every Sunday, we're asked to receive Holy Communion in a state of grace, free from any mortal sin. If we have mortal or serious sin, we're asked to seek forgiveness and reconciliation prior to receiving communion. Our second graders have experienced that this year. In the fall, they were prepared and celebrated their first reconciliation. And now, in Easter time, they're celebrating First Communion. This is the first of 3 weekends where we have Masses for them. These 2 sacraments are the heart of our spiritual lives as Catholic Christians. We follow the example of Jesus in this regard. He gave us these wonderful sacraments right before he died and right after the resurrection. They are so central to our following him. God's divine mercy is incredible, always drawing us to himself, helping us to trust him more and more to become more merciful ourselves. As we recommit to prioritizing the sacraments of reconciliation and the Eucharist through regular confession and participating at Mass each Sunday, let's be able to experience God drawing us ever closer to himself, wanting us to go ever deeper into his love and his mercy.